Welcome to Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. You can reach Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care at 740-654-7077 or toll-free at 800-994-7077. Now here's your host for Fairhope Hospice Presents, Denise Bauer.
Well, hello and welcome to our program today. We have some wonderful guests with us today. We have Tracy Miller, and she is a child adolescent grief specialist for Fairhope. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you for being here. And we have Rick Schneider, our community education coordinator. Welcome, Rick.
Hi there. It's good to be here.
It is. It's been a great week. And actually, it's just always busy. It seems like we're always doing things. And I know last weekend, Rick, you were especially busy with the Health Fest and our friends at Fairfield Medical Center.
Oh, that was a lot of fun out at Fairfield Christian Church. The place was packed, and it went from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. It just didn't let up. And we made a lot of good contacts, talked to a lot of people, and one of the things that really attracted the people, we were running a DVD which involved children and our children's grief, and the kids would stop and look and see what the kids are doing on the computer screen, and then we would start talking to the parents, so it actually worked out pretty nice, and Tracy was there, and it was just a nonstop event. It just didn't quit, so we had a good time. Next year, I'd recommend everybody get there.
Absolutely. And I know, like you said, we had some staff show up. Ernie was there, and we had Tracy and
Marilyn Boyd, volunteer.
Marilyn Boyd, our volunteer.
Yep. She was lassoing people, passing out pins and everything.
That's fun.
We had a bottleneck there. We had a lot of people.
Well, you know, what's so interesting, and I never thought about this, but by showing something with children, you know, so oftentimes people think of hospice, they think of people old, laying in bed, dying, and that's really not at all what we are.
Nope.
And, I mean, we have, you know, we bring in, you know, help children and adolescents deal with grief and loss, so that's why we had the children's video going, and that's one reason we invited Tracy to be here to kind of show the other side of, you know, a little what we do with our grief and with our hospice program, because we do accept children in hospice.
Oh, sure.
Anyone of any age, and we were not discriminatory in any way. We're here to help anyone in the community, you know, that needs this care. So welcome, Tracy.
Thank you.
And Tracy has started a great program, and I'm going to let her talk a little bit about our PALS program and what that is.
We offer grief support for our children in the community. You do not have had to receive hospice services in order to benefit from our bereavement program. And what we have found is that children need to be able to understand their grief and to be able to say, I loved grandma, I loved mom, I love grandpa, I love dad, any family member, and be able to remember the good times with that person, as well as sharing some of the pain. What I have found is that we want to shield our children from pain, and what we ought to be doing is support them through their pain. And so I am one that will go in and talk to children and families and say, please cry, because if you cry, you hurt, and if you hurt, you love, and there's nothing wrong with love, so there is nothing wrong with hurt. And so what we will do here at the Pickering House is we will educate the children on what is happening with their loved one, and we give them an opportunity to say goodbye to their loved one, whether they are doing it in person, creating pictures to hang in their room. We had a patient who had been fairly asleep during her final days, and her children made some pictures, hung them in the room, and she looked up one morning, and she looked at the pictures, and she said, oh, they're from my girls. They're telling me goodbye. And while that was a heart-tugging moment, it was an important, sweet moment that the family needed to be able to remember. Just this past week, we had a family come in from up in northern Ohio, and they were uncertain what to do and how to handle telling the children about their grandmother. And so we sat down and let them know what was going on with Grandma and brought the children in, talked to them about the favorite times that they shared so Grandma could hear those, talked about some of the lessons that are learned, talked about gifts that were shared. And before you know it, a little granddaughter is holding grandma's hand. And then all of a sudden, she's starting to set off the alarms on the bed, and we get the nurses in. She says, can I lay next to grandma? We say, certainly. She goes and she lays next to grandma. After grandma died, we sat down and talked to her about what happened. And then she realized her grandma wasn't in pain. And all of a sudden, she looked at me. She said, so she's not hurting anymore. I said, no, she's not. And she started to clap and applaud. These are the moments where we fear telling our children what is happening. But I have watched children teach us so much, as long as we educate them and help support them through the pain.
You know, and at that age, young age, children, their job is to learn. Mm-hmm. So we're not necessarily upsetting them about what's going on. We're teaching them to learn. And as a child growing up, I had an awful lot of aunts and uncles and extended family. And we went to funerals since I can remember. And we learned that that is a part of life. Mm-hmm. And it is something we have to face. And what you just talked about was the children faced what was going on, and it turned into a beautiful experience.
And for that particular family, it became powerful for the adults. And then they did not have to worry about the children. And they could sit there and be with their mother as all of this was happening. I happened to call and check on the family today, and I hear the daughter in the background saying, "Tell Tracy I'm doing fine." And yeah, she sounded great. And so it's important that we educate children. So we will educate them on what is happening with a loved one. Or if it's somebody who hasn't been on our service and we're talking about bereavement, we walk them through, what did you learn about your loved one's death? Tell me about your favorite times. And I have watched children go from sad to angry to joyful for being able to be with their loved one. Yeah. So we offer the PALS program for that. And then we're also reaching out to the community in September, something that we're calling CAMP, which stands for Creative Arts for Mourning PALS. And we are partnering with the Y from September 24th from 1 to 4. And we're giving the children in the community an opportunity to create artwork that will allow them to remember their loved one, a chance to participate in music, do some Zumba, parachute activity.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so we're pleased that the Y is partnering with us on that. And we're going to be getting information out to the community within the next few weeks on how to register for that. For our first time out, we're limiting it to 20 participants, but we're planning on doing this on a quarterly basis. Or if there happens to be a need for more than that, we will do that. We are here to meet the need.
Absolutely, Tracy. And I want to thank you for that, because really, camp is something that we're really looking forward to. And like Tracy said when she started talking about her grief program, that it really is not limited to just hospice families. This is open to the entire community. There is no charge. We are soliciting grant monies to help offset, some of the supplies and like the parachute, things like that we're using. But really, this is free to the community. And we're opening it up to children, adolescents, teenagers. So please, call us here at the office. And I'll give you the Lancaster number, 740-654-7077. But we also have a 1-800 number for those of you that might be in the Hocking County or the Athens area. And that's 1-800-994-7077. And don't forget, they can get us on the web as well, www.fairhopehospice.org. So that's our contact information. And Tracy really wants to be contacted, but you can actually go directly through the Fair Hope office, and someone here at the Pickering House would answer those calls. But we are available 24 hours a day for different needs that families have. But this PALS program, I always love this because it stands for peace. What is it? Acceptance, love, and support. And that really, I think, nicely summarizes really what you provide. Tracy is actually a speech pathologist in the Lancaster City Schools and started out with us as a volunteer, but actually has cut back some of her hours with the school and is really working as a staff member with us here at Fair Hope Hospice. And she's done so many things as a volunteer. You've done scrapbooking. She's written a book. Let's talk about that a little bit, Tracy.
Yes, I started working with the families here, working with the younger patients and helping them write letters to their children. So I understood the pain the patients go through and the importance of communicating ideas. And as a speech pathologist, I believe strongly in communication relationships. That drives every action that I do. I watch that with children. And so now I've taken the experience of parents, and I can sit there and tell the children what this is like for a parent and walk them through this and do my best to safeguard children along the way and educate, as Rick said, and as Denise said, we really want to provide peace, acceptance, love, and support. And I had written a book as a response to a patient asking me to tell people, let them know that you're important and they're valued. And those books are available here at the Pickering House.
The underlying kernel of what you're talking about was honesty, and you're honest with the children.
We're
very gentle with them, let them know what's going on, but we're honest. And I've heard that so many times that people beat around the bush and just creates anxiety, tension, uncertainty. When you're honest, the truth sets you free. I mean, that's all there is to it. You're honest with the children, they understand what's going on, and like you said, many times the children now begin to teach their parents yes, I can understand what's going on and I can face it.
Right. And we believe strongly in using the D words, such as death and dying, because they need to know that. But children feel positive when they know what is happening. It's when they're uncertain and they're confused that that creates more problems.
Well, you know, and one of the things I talk about is, you know, if people are looking at, you know, a terminal illness or a life-limiting illness, contact Fair Hope Hospice in the Pickering House, because we want to help early in the illness so we can help the family. And so a large part of what we do is not only helping the patient through this, but the family. And one of the things, Tracy, you've explained to me in the past was when we, it seems like the children, if we can work with them with the anticipatory grief, that time before the loved one dies, then they really, afterwards, it's like you don't have as much to do because you were able to work with them before that death.
Certainly. And the description I had of the child crawling into bed with her grandma and then calling a few days later and she says, "I'm fine." You know, plotting that her loved one is not in pain. Family was so fearful of how to involve children, and the family learned the children really want to be there and embrace the relationship and be pleased with the love that was present.
And well, children taught the parents.
Absolutely.
They teach me every day, and that is why I can go back and help child after child, family after family, and know that, yes, my heart does tug on this, but they bring me great joy in being able to honor their relationships with their loved ones.
Well, Tracy Miller, I want to thank you for being with us to really talk about our grief services for our child and adolescents, young adults. And I want to thank Rick Schneider for being with us as well. We are going to take a short break.